The defense does its job, and now the offense, which just had an 8-play, 80-yard drive in 3.5 minutes, guess what? They take over at the 20, needing a touchdown with 3.5 minutes. Stay tuned. Buckle up. The finish is next with 3:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dukes have the ball, down 35-30 here in Charlottesville.
Yeah, this is one of those drives that you're going to remember, whether it's good or bad. You're going to remember it for the rest of your life. So hopefully we can get on the right note and finish this one the way we want it.
Here we go. James Madison, chance to go, potentially win the football game. Jordan McLeod at quarterback. Two receivers to the right side. They show pressure, come from the outside. Hand off at the middle, nowhere to go. No gain on the play. Again, probably not going to be able to win the game running the football. Going to have to sling a little bit. Tyson Lawton, no gain there. Second and 10, clock at 3:12. It's a factor now, certainly in this football game.
Yeah, linebackers there were playing close to the line of scrimmage. The safety coming up and out of coverage. Interesting to see if they play that aggressive the rest of the way.
Three receivers to the near side right, including Zach Horton, the tight end. Receiver far side left is Elijah Surratt. Taji Hudson not in the football game. Jordan looks to the left side, going to find Elijah. He's wide open to 35, makes a man miss. Stiff arm to the 40, and he will spin out of bounds just shy of the 45-yard line. He's made two catches and two big plays, one for 28, another for 24, and they're near midfield with 2:44 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, UVA rotated to a one-high safety look there, leaving Elijah on a one-on-one coverage on the outside, and he just got him turned around with that corner route.
Here is McLeod out of the shotgun again. They will try and run the football. Tyson Lawton, big hole again. Stiff arm to the 50 and just got tripped up. Or it could have been more, but he gets six on first down. 2:22 left. You know, I saw the end of practice on Thursday, and Jordan McLeod had a tremendous two-minute drive to end on a touchdown. Let's hope we see something similar here from the 50 now. McLeod will throw the football. He's going to step up, get hit, throw it, and it's going to be incomplete. And the flag comes out. Did they hit him high in the helmet area?
Oh, hands to the face.
Hands to the face on one of the linemen. So that'll be an automatic first down. No third down coming up. And James Madison now into Virginia territory with plenty of time. 2:06 left here in the fourth. Down by five. The football moves to the 35-yard line of UVA. It would have been third and four from the 50. The Hoos fans don't like it. Two receivers far side left. It's Phoenix Sproles and Taji Hudson. Max Moss to the near side right for McLeod. Hand off to Kalon Black. He high steps. A flag comes out. KB's got a great run in the secondary, but it's going to be a hold, I think, against James Madison. KB, a heck of a run. His best of the day. Goes for 14. I think this will be eliminated. It is a hold against JMU. Oh, man, the holds have been at crucial times in this football game, and now all of a sudden you're backed up to the 45 when you would have had first and 10 at the 21 of Virginia. Now they have to overcome the holding penalty.
Yeah, I'll set them back. That's going to change the play calling a little bit.
Yes. So now first and 20. The clock is rolling with 1:55 to play. First and 20 for the Dukes. Just got to get the first down right now. Jordan McLeod out of the shotgun. High snap, good protection. He'll step up. Now scramble to the near side right, dump it low, and incomplete for Kalon Black on the near sideline. Not the worst thing in the world. The clock will stop. One isn't going to get much anyway. So with a minute 42 to play here in the fourth quarter, Dukes are down 5, 35-30. But they've got a second and 20. That's the thing right now. They're going to overcome the holding penalty and at least get the first down. Can worry about the touchdown after that.
Yeah, UVA went back to that one high safety look. So they had one-on-one matchup from the outside, but the receivers couldn't shake free.
Football at the 45 of UVA, second and 20 now for Jordan McLeod. In the shotgun, fakes the snap, has two receivers left side. Max Moss to the near side right. McLeod looks over the middle, has a man wide open. It's Phoenix Sproles. He has the ball to the 30-yard line for a gain of 15 right between the hashes. And now they've got a third and five coming up. Great protection to get Phoenix Sproles the football. So third and five now. Obviously four down territory. Tyson Lawton to the right of McLeod. They go with tempo, looking left sideline. McLeod throws toward the 5-yard line. Elijah Surratt is pulled down, and there's a flag. Pass interference on Virginia, and James Madison will have an automatic first down. They went one-on-one with Sanger, the safety. He pulls him down, and it's going to be a pass interference against UVA, and James Madison will have the football in the red zone. Great. 1:14 left here in the fourth quarter.
Great play call there. We've done that tight end outside look a number of times, and they've allowed it to happen there on 3rd and 5. They played tighter coverage. The slot fade came, and got tangled up with Elijah Surratt. There's the pass interference.
So Kalon Black checks back in. Plenty of time with 2 timeouts. 1:14 at the 15 of Virginia. Out of the shotgun is McLeod coming across in formation. In motion is Phoenix Sproles. They want to set up a throw to Phoenix near sideline. He makes a man miss. Phoenix trying to get forward, dive to the 9-yard line. He had to dance a lot to get 6. Maybe too much, but now they will call timeout with 1:04 left here in the fourth quarter. The Dukes are 10 yards away from taking the lead with a little over a minute to go. What a drive put together. They overcame the holding penalty, got one of their own on Virginia, but now the Dukes in business now as Phoenix Sproles makes the catch there. And for Phoenix, he's had a good day. 7 catches and a touchdown reception. Can they finish it off? They had trouble in this area a week ago against Bucknell. Hasn't been the case so far today, but can they finish off this drive and take the lead at Scott Stadium?
And they only need to get to the 5 for a first down,
yep.
So you got plenty of plays inside of here. They've already used their tricks they've had drawn up here, so it's going to see what they got left in the tank.
And again, still 1 timeout, plenty of time. And you're right, they can worry about the first down right now. Don't have to worry about the end zone. They're 5 yards away from a first down. Tyson Lott is the back. James Madison trying to rally here in the fourth quarter from down 11. 2 receivers to the far side left. One to the near side right is Reggie Brown. Lott to the right of Jordan McLeod. 2nd and 5. Handoff. No, fake handoff. It's a slant, and Reggie Brown can't quite make the catch as Cohen King got a hand on the football and knocks it away. And then Reggie on the bounce nearly made the catch in the end zone. Boy, I like the play call, but great coverage by Cohen King for Virginia.
Yeah, it was great coverage. Reggie looks like he had a little bit of a chance at it, but once again got a hand in there, made it a tough ball.
And now Kalon Black and Tyson Lautner both in the football game. No tight ends. 2 receivers left side, 1 to the near side right. 3rd and 5 from the Virginia 10-yard line. Sproul short motion on the far side left. McLeod points at the defense. They bring some pressure. McLeod looks left side. Kalon Black wide open at the 5-yard line in the flat and gets in the end zone. Touchdown, James Madison. KB out of the backfield from Jordan McLeod. The Dukes take the lead.